Thank you for listening to News Radio 710 WNTM. Uncle Henry joined by Mary Booth today of iHeartRadio. Once again, we're going to spend some time this hour talking with different business professionals, different professionals around the Gulf Coast about how they're dealing with the pandemic. And we're going to start with a guest who's been in my house.
Mine too.
And in Mary Booth's house, Steve Carey of Serta Pro Painters. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We are doing well. Thank you very much. And you?
I'm doing just great. Another sunny day in southern Alabama.
And for you, sunny is a good thing because that means that you can get crews out and working. But are you doing interior working right now?
Yes, we are. There are obviously certain limitations given everything that we're experiencing as a community. But we really don't want to put anybody at risk. Children, elderly, medically vulnerable individuals, we can always come back and do those jobs. So we've asked, as well as our homeowners and clients have asked, given those circumstances, we don't paint. But we're doing a fair amount of interiors with vacant homes, rental properties, newly purchased. We're getting a lot of calls from folks that are closing on homes and they want the colors changed or, you know, a new look to the house. So they're still on our schedule. We're keeping busy with interiors.
Now, for those who have never hired CertaPro painters, can you explain the CertaPro process and how it's different from other painters?
Sure. Well, the way I'll start with, I spent 30 years in the military, and I bring a lot of that leadership and a lot of that management to the business. And honestly, I believe it's my people that make the difference. From my perspective, they're the best in our industry and in our area. And here's kind of what you can expect. What I tell folks is go to our website, mobile.certapro.com, take a look, you know, fill your bucket a little bit with questions and look at the website, and then call my office manager, Linda. She's the smile behind our business on the phone there, and she'll schedule you with an estimate, and then you get to meet one of our salesmen, Tyler, Brent, or myself. And we come to the house, spend about an hour and a half, 2 hours with you. We act a lot like a consultant. We spend a lot of time looking at details, taking measurements, and typically we do print a proposal on site for you. We want you to ask a lot of questions. And then really the best part of it is you get to meet my teams that come out. I've got an assortment of dedicated foremen, Gary, Waylon, Rodney, Casey, Leo, Donnie. I mean, I could go on, but those are all young men that know how to run these jobs, take care of my homeowners, and they'll be the on-site foremen that give you daily updates, and we ask you to do pride walks through the project where you're looking at our work, giving us inputs, and then at the end of it, you've got a great-looking interior or exterior. We give you a written warranty, and I'm real proud of the service we give our folks. It's a full-service company, not just a painting company, as I tell folks. We're more interested in being your painters for life, not just for one job. And we go to great lengths to be sure we take care of you.
Now, how has the pandemic changed that process?
Well, it has. Obviously, it's changed our lives. You know, luckily here in Alabama, we have certain industries that are still working. The construction industry is still considered essential, as are we from a painting and maintenance standpoint. But when this all began, we initially instituted safe practices within our office here. We've got signs up, and as folks, whoever visits our office, they have to be sprayed down with Lysol. We generally ask everybody to go into the bathroom immediately and wash their hands. And we've emphasized that to our crews out on the road as well with our homeowners to maintain safe distances. We ask the crews also to practice that. We are seeing a lot more exterior work. We've shifted to that environment because it's less opportunity for us to be closer to people. But again, our focus has been on taking care of the customers and being safe, not just for the homeowners and our clients, but also being safe for my painters.
Well, one thing I'll say about CertaPro Painters is when you send a crew to my house, I welcome them in my home. They are professional. They're professionally dressed. They clean up so well after they're done each day that you would hardly even know they'd been there, except, of course, the house looks so much better. But I just can imagine this is just one added step for you.
It is. And honestly, what I tell everybody I meet that comes through the office or that we meet out at our estimates or on-site jobs is we all have to slow down a little bit. the jobs, our interactions, not going to be near as fast and as efficient. The idea here is to go slowly so that everybody's comfortable and that we're doing the right things, both from a safe practice and health standpoint, but also from a painting standpoint.
Now, this is the time of year when a lot of people normally get their homes painted, especially the exterior. How can you tell when it's time or past time for you to get your home painted?
Well, that's a great question. What I tell everybody and my foreman and my salesman when they're talking to people is a paint job doesn't last forever. It's one of those things that you do have to have a recurring plan. And I tell people that you really ought to personally do a home inspection on your house, walk around and really take the time to look. If you see some peeling or some chipping, and that's going to happen as the paint job ages, take a close look at it. If you need us to come out, we can come look. Sometimes it just warrants a little touch-up and a little care at the moment. But you need to do this a couple times a year. One caution for everybody is when you do see exposed wood or you have caulk gaps where there's large gaps between seams and the wood, what you have to be concerned about is water can penetrate, water can get into the wood or the substrate surfaces there, and you may end up causing more problems. So I tell all of my homeowners, just inspect your house like you inspect your car on a regular basis, and if you see something that's wrong, give us a holler. We'll come on out, take a look. It's all free, and give you some recommendations.
So I never really thought about it that way. Paint isn't just a color. Paint is a protective surface.
Well, honestly, your number one investment, and I do say this, is your home, typically, and you should take care of it. And a lot of folks just think, oh, it's great. They walk inside their home and they're not paying attention maybe to what's going on outside. In this environment, this is an extremely harsh weather environment, and we do need to pay attention to what that sun and that UV and that wind and rain, what it does to our outsides, exteriors.
Now, I am going to ask kind of a lighthearted question. What colors are popular right now? I mean, just while we're stuck inside daydreaming a little bit.
I did a little preparation for that question, but sure, there's two main color brands out there, paint manufacturers Sherwin-Williams and Benjamin Moore, and we've got great relationships with both. Sherwin-Williams' color of the year is navel, and it's a bold navy shade, and it seems to be their popular color. And then on the other hand, you have Benjamin Moore color of the year, and that's called First Light. And that's not a deep navel like the Sherwin-Williams color. It's sort of a soft, rosy hue, a little bit lighter color. But those are two of the popular colors in those manufacturing brands. I would say that as we do a lot of work, both interior and exterior, the trend still seems to be towards a white, you know, that bright, fresh, those hopeful colors. But white is always popular, and it still seems to be predominant.
All right, Steve Carey with CertaPro Painters. We are out of time. Real quick, before we go, heard rumor that you may run for office. Is there truth to that?
Yes, there is truth. In February, I signed up and decided that I wanted to run for mayor of City of Daphne. And as I tell folks, this is one of those lifelong dreams I've had to help a city and to be a leader within a city, and I see this not as politics. I see this more as leadership and helping Daphne as a town move to the next level in terms of the 20s.
All right, we are out of time. Steve Carey of CertaPro Painters. More info at mobile.certapro.com. Thank you so much for your time today. We're so glad to hear that you're still out there painting houses.
Well, thank you for the time, and just remember, all of us need to take a little pause, talk to one another, collaborate, find some resilience, and we're going to come out better on the other side of this challenge.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Steve Carey, CertaPro Painters. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on News Radio 710.